Yo, this is Joe.
And this is your boy, Eli.
Welcome back to another episode of the Off Wrestling Podcast. On this episode, we'll be giving a quick little breakdown of our thoughts and opinions. But first, the intro. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Off Wrestling Podcast. On this episode, we're breaking down the Elimination Chamber 2022 event. We can't call it pay-per-view anymore. They call it events now, which is weird.
It's strange, yeah.
Really strange. It's a pay-per-view, my guy. It's a pay-per-view. Yeah, I'm still paying for it. But it started off with Roman Reigns versus Goldberg for the Universal Championship.
The fact that this started first told me that it was going to be Brock versus Roman at Mania, like, period.
He's like, yeah, it's happening. This match was definitely like one of those microwave fights. Like, it was just really short. You know what I mean? Like, I could go heat up some pizza rolls and come back, and then the match is over. Like, that's pretty much like the type of match that it was. Really no surprises for real. Literally, I think my Peacock app like crashed like midway through the match, like right after the entrances.
That always happens. Outside, yeah.
They were outside wrestling and it crashed. And then two minutes later, it cut back on and the match is over. And I was like, oh, that's it? Like, that's all y'all had? You know what I mean?
But, well, all you missed was the spears, two Superman punches, and then a counter spear. You know what I mean?
So he shut that boy down.
Yeah. At first, so there was one spot. At first, I thought Goldberg was going to tap with Roman's new finish, you know, as a submission now.
Submission, but yeah.
He just passed out, which to me is like just as bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
I thought this would be like Goldberg's very last match in WWE, but with him losing like via submission or technical submission, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Are they going to keep it going? He's got to have like one more match or something like that, like a squash match, basically. You know what I mean? Just no title involved, you know.
Feed him Dolph again.
That's exactly what I was saying. I was like, they're going to feed him Dolph or something like that, or somebody cocky. Maybe what's his name? Austin.
Austin Theory, that makes sense. Theory. Yeah, he's kind of that guy now. Where he's like you guy. feed him to the legends,
feed him the monster. Yeah,
give him some attention. Yeah, but shout out to Roman for beating all the former Universal Champions during his run. That's pretty dope. Like obviously, like they're giving it to him and it's all fixed or whatever, and they're doing it for the character. But like, just to think that his character is so great that they let him do that is pretty cool. You know what I mean? To think like 3 or 4 years ago, like we kind of hated Roman, and now it's like you still kind of hate him because he's a heel, but he's doing so much dope stuff that I can't help but to like respect what he's doing. You know?
I will say this.
The character is really good.
So. The character is good. You know what I'm saying? But I do hate the fact that he's basically crushing all the faves. You know what I mean? Like, he basically was the last Mania with Daniel Bryan and Edge. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like nobody else will pretty much have the opportunity to be champion, especially with the unification thing. I absolutely hate it. What do you think about the whole title unification thing with and basically trying to unify the belts at Mania? I think I've said it before. It's just like, if you thought that the opportunities were rare before, it's like, if you thought Big E wasn't getting a rematch before, he's definitely not getting a rematch now.
Never. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, it's, I hate it. Like, that's how I feel. But like, I like you said, like it really kind of like slows down the competition. Like, it's going to be Brock and Roman. They're going to pretty much play hot potato with the titles. They might throw in like somebody randomly here and there. Like, Randy might get it sometimes. Maybe Riddle eventually get it. AJ Styles. But more of so like the bigger names, like anybody below that tier is probably not going to get it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
the fact that Roman's already had it for like 530 days, not promising at all.
Yeah. But I feel like if they keep the brand split up, like I'll respect it, I guess. But if they like literally like have it where it's like Raw and SmackDown are just like the same roster, it's going to be really bad. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Cause like at least like with the two separate shows, like they have time to shine with each superstar. But if it's just like one roster on both shows, like literally it's going to be the same matches. Like, twice a week almost. So
back in the day, I don't know. Yeah, back in the day, like sometimes SmackDown would basically just be a recap of Raw. Like, let me show you what happened like a few days ago, like 2 days ago. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so I just thinking about that, like, it's just not promising.
And then if they do it, they definitely have to keep the middleweight, not the middleweight, but the middle tier titles.
Yeah, the
U.S. Intercontinental, they have to be separate because they need more championships. They're going to have just this one championship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
speaking of which, did you see how Sammy lost the – I mean, Sammy won the Intercontinental title, and it was – I've seen Shinsuke with the title for months now, but I swear I've never seen him actually defend it. Maybe like once or twice.
Yeah, I feel like because they don't. All right, I'm just gonna say it. He doesn't speak English very well. Well, he does. I've seen documentaries where he does speak really good English, but they force him to kind of be in like this evil Japanese character that doesn't speak great English. Like they kind of go on stereotypes a little bit.
Yeah.
So they pretty much had what is his name that plays the guitar? It's slipping me now.
Are you talking about Rick Boos?
Rick Boos, yes. I don't know why I forgot that. Sorry, Rick Boos. They pretty much have him as like the mouthpiece almost for him, and he always has a mouthpiece. So I feel like now if they put it on Sammy, he already gets a lot of attention, and it's like he kind of communicates English in the way that Vince likes it. They're gonna probably do more with him, and I don't know. I kind of feel like sometimes the international superstars are kind of handicapped because they might not speak the best English, but it's like, who cares? Like, you guys tour everywhere. It's not just America this is palatable to you.
I felt the same way about Asuka. I don't know if anybody remembers Asuka's reign or like last time she was on TV, but they would basically, I remember one night they just put her on Raw and she was pretty much just screaming on the microphone and the announcers didn't even know what she was saying. I was like, she speaks some English. Like she can hold a conversation. I've seen her hold like several conversations, but they don't do that. They just have her shouting in Japanese. Like it doesn't make sense to anyone.
You know it just feels very racist. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't come across very well, especially as a viewer. You're like, okay, this is really cringy. Like, it's something about this isn't right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did you think about the women's Elimination Chamber match?
Man, I loved, I love who won, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah. We'll build to it. So for me, like, my first impressions when Alexa came out, I was like, so this is pretty much the same character.
That is exactly what I thought. I was like, I was looking at what Alexa was wearing, and I was like, so she didn't change a bit, like, They kind of blended the two characters into one, but really it was more of the Lily Alexa than anything. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing's really different. She's just not doing the supernatural stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there was a second where like she was afraid of somebody, and that was kind of different.
Yeah,
she was like scared of somebody that was bucking at her in her chamber. But other than that, it was pretty much the same character.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy to see Alexa return like supernatural free, because that was, I think somebody even voted that like the worst gimmick of the year. Like, it was a terrible gimmick, but she was still dressed like that. She just kept, I guess, that some of that stuff out. But anyway, I pretty much when I looked at the roster here, I only saw, because it was Bianca, Dewdrop, Nikki A.S.H., Rhea Ripley, Liv, and Alexa. I really only saw Bianca and Alexa as like qualified for this one.
Very true.
Because I mean, I'm not saying anything about the other wrestlers, but I'm just saying it's Becky at Mania, so it can't be like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be Becky versus Dewdrop at Mania, especially seeing how that did last time. Like, that's not selling any tickets for them. It's not going to work. But
and it's like, I mean, the way that they've built it to, like, pretty much like Dewdrop just main evented, you know, Royal Rumble, so she can't have it again. That wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have Liv pretty much main evented like the pay per view before that, and then on Raw too. I think she had like a whole Monday Night Raw thing where she main evented. So it just kind of made sense to give it to somebody new,
fresh. You know
what
I mean? Yeah. So I was thinking either it's Alexa or it's gonna be Bianca. I mean, Rhea could have been thrown in that too, but realistically, the real story is with Bianca. Mm-hmm. The story's been going on since SummerSlam, whatever. I mean, Bianca was like the star of the match. Like, just the stuff, type of stuff she was doing. Every time I see Bianca wrestle, I'm like, dang, I totally forgot. Like, dang, she's just like a, like, lifting,
she's live amazing. With
like one arm and stuff.
Yeah.
But I also thought that Alexa did like pretty decent. You know what I mean? Like, I totally forgot like her moveset and everything. Like, she had like a sunset flip bomb and things like that, and like just Twisted Bliss. Like, I missed her wrestling and not doing the gimmicky stuff, which I don't want to say, but I miss her actually doing that. And I was definitely dope. It was definitely dope to see Bianca win, because that's what the real story is, anyway.
Yeah, when I saw that they had a swing in Alexa's chamber, I was like, she wins.
Like, yeah.
Nobody gets a prop unless they're going to win. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, she's definitely going to win. And I was definitely surprised when Bianca won. Like, I was like, oh, snap. Like, they're really going to go with the Bianca redeeming herself thing. And it's like, that story makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But we've seen it where the stories make sense and they don't go with that.
And they don't do it.
You know what I mean? So, like, I was actually shocked. And I'm like, Vince must really like Bianca. You know what I mean? And it just makes sense. But I do think, like, the other competitors are pretty good. Like, Doudrop, I think she came out really strong. Like, when she first started the match, I was like, she looks really dominant here. You know what I mean? Like, she's really putting out some new stuff I hadn't seen before. And she was kind of vicious in a way, like, kind of taking over, like, what Nia Jax used to do a little bit.
I thought the same thing, yeah.
And then I love her commentary. She did something to somebody else. I think Nikki Ash is trying to team up with her. And then she was like, there's no partners in the chamber, baby.
Like that. Just that accent, yeah, the way she said it, I was crying, bro.
I was crying. And then I think Rhea did really good, too. It was an all-around a solid match. I'm just really, like, I just thought Alexa was going to win. I was gonna be like, I don't want her to win, but it makes sense because she just had this whole build back to Raw and all this stuff. And for me, it's like, okay, they had her lose here at the end to Bianca, but they built up her character for so long. Doesn't this kind of kill the build off? And I was thinking to him, like, what if they make it at WrestleMania a triple threat where somehow Alexa intervenes in the Bianca and Becky feud and it's a triple threat? Like, because I feel like they're not done with that character quite yet.
Yeah.
She can't just go to the back of the line. Like, I feel like her character is still kind of fresh.
They could also have something. Yeah. They could also have something for, like, after Mania.
Yeah,
That's another possibility I was thinking, because I was thinking, true. Yeah, it could be a triple threat, but she could just build up and then like, all right, I'm on SmackDown now, and then take it from there.
Very true. Yeah, we'll have to see, you know, what they do with her, but I definitely think her in the title picture isn't done yet.
Definitely. Yeah. What did you think of the Charlotte and Naomi versus Ronda and Sonya match? And do you feel like, so one, I just got to ask, do you feel like this match was had purpose? Like, did you, like, I don't know, when I saw when I saw Ronda putting one arm behind her back, I was like, okay, this is kind of hokey, like a little
bit. Yeah, I don't know, like, it kind of felt weird. Like, it was like they were just kind of intertwining two storylines at the same time
that didn't really have to be mixed, you know?
Yeah, it didn't have to, but it felt like maybe they were trying to do it where it's like, okay, Naomi and Sonya stops here, but we continue with Ronda and Charlotte. I'm hoping that's what they do.
Yeah.
And not keep the Naomi and Sonya thing going, because if not, it's definitely a WrestleMania kickoff match that's gonna happen.
Right. I mean, really, they could have subbed out Charlotte and Ronda for like Xia Li and like Natalya, like, realistically.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Like, I hate bullies, like all that. But it's like when I saw like Sonya, yeah. Oh my. When I saw Sonya take off the sling, like, I don't think anybody was shocked that she was faking the thing. Like, it wasn't a surprise.
You know? Yeah, she wasn't actually injured. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Naomi, like, again, Naomi was the star of the match, high key.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Definitely. I always look at him like, man, she's arguably, like, probably the most athletic woman on the roster. Next to Bianca, I don't know who's more athletic, but just, like, watching them wrestle was dope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the match was kind of, yeah, you know what I mean, for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like I've said this before, but like, I feel like Naomi should be the one main eventing Mania with Charlotte.
Yes,
like that would take my money. Like, give me Charlotte.
I saw this match on SmackDown too. And yeah, it looked like people reacted to that way. Like, dang, yeah, this should have been the match of Mania. Granted, I get bringing back Ronda though, because it's like that is a big draw, and I do find her matches very, 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 very entertaining.
They are, yeah.
If I could have got like a triple threat or something, if the purpose of this was setting up a triple threat, I would be even more pleased. But like, yeah, you know.
And that would make sense storyline wise too, to intertwine Naomi somehow, and it's a triple threat. That would actually make a lot of sense. I think I just want triple threats, but because the way they're building stuff, it's like, okay, like, what does this do for this other character that's just here? You know what I mean? Or was it just enhance the feud that's already happening?
Right.
But I didn't like the stipulation of Ronda having the one arm tied behind her back. Like,
right.
I don't know.
I think when you do that, it just makes, anytime you add like some kind of handicap, it just makes somebody look that much worse when you win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, if it's a 2-on-1 match or a 3-on-1 match, it's like, dang, well, they suck. Like, you know. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It wasn't P to me. You know what I mean? It just wasn't P.
Oh, okay. Stop it.
Are we good to the next match?
What did you think about the so I'm gonna say this. This is like my favorite match so far. Drew McIntyre against Madcap Moss.
Yeah, Madcap and
I'm not exaggerating. Like, Madcap Moss is actually my guy, bro. Like, I actually really like to see him wrestle. Did he really get a concussion during this match? Like,
I don't know. They never said anything.
I don't think they ever gave like an injury update or anything, but it's like, I think it was Drew's hitting was like, it was like a reverse Alabama slam.
Yeah.
And
look, it looked Madcap, devastating.
Yo, because he, Madcap, like, he like tucked his head, which is something you definitely don't want to do. He should have been like flat or whatever, but he tucked his head in and he definitely spiked himself. They played it so many times because it was like, okay, yeah, that was definitely not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I hope my guy's okay, man, because actually, like, I like this more than Roman versus Brock.
Yeah, it was definitely a Roman versus Goldberg. Yeah.
This Roman versus Goldberg.
This is definitely like a better match. You know what I mean? Like, you could tell both performers were into it. Yeah. There was a little bit of chemistry there, and like, they were actually like caring about the fans with that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah. I like the different element that they added to it, because I feel like we've already seen this matched up pay-per-view.
I like the stipulation.
Yeah, I like the fact that, you know, they kind of added the false count anywhere stuff in there. But yeah, it was definitely a solid match. I thought that Moss was done for after the Alabama slam.
Yeah.
I thought it was a wrap, but he was good. Moss can really work, though. Like, he's a good worker, and I feel like there's definitely a good future for him. I just think this character might not work, but I think eventually, once he starts to get over more and he changes his character up, he's going to be a future star for sure.
You get it now. You get it now.
Why is the sword legal? Like, why does Drew keep bringing the sword into the ring? I don't understand.
And like, even like, what's his name? Corbin's like, how can he swing that at me? Like, that's attempted murder. It's like, you're talking about it like it's legal. It's attempted murder. You cannot swing a sword at someone. And I was so nervous when he was going for that Claymore kick with a sword in his hand. I was like, I hope he doesn't accidentally land on this and like impale himself or something. Like, what is he doing? Like, running with a sword, it just seems like the most dangerous thing. It was a dope finish though, and like the whole crowd was into it.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
But again, like you said, I was just glad. I don't think Madcap Moss had a concussion, because he got up like a minute later. He seemed fine. I just hope he just wasn't working with a concussion, because like, this was definitely, again, this is probably my favorite match so far, like in the night. I mean,
yeah, it was really solid. It was a good one. Shout out to Madcap, man. I want to see more of him in the future.
Yeah.
And he's got his own theme now, I think, too. Like, that shocked me, too. I was like, he has an interest theme now? You're moving up in the world. I see you.
I kind of like it. I mean, I kind of liken this gimmick to, like, Drew's 3MB gimmick. You know what I mean? Like, it is what you have at the moment. But I know down the line, like, you can come back and reinvent yourself and be, like, even better. He's clearly a star, though.
Be straight, yeah. I feel like if John Cena can improve from being the ruthless aggression guy, then anybody can, you know, rebrand. Anybody can rebrand and be a different star. So he definitely has a good future. What do you think about the Becky Lynch versus Lita for the Raw Women's Championship?
It was dope to see Lita come back, but honestly, I had low expectations for the outcome, because all I could keep thinking was about the outcome. I thought about like Goldberg and Lita, like, coming into this, I was like, neither one of them is winning. You know what I mean? Just because they don't have, like, more dates or anything. I was like, I see them, like, stopping here. But they sold me. I mean, they almost got me when Lita hit, like, that Twisted Fate and that moonsault. I was like, I fell for it. Like, I actually fell for her possibly winning.
He's like, Lita!
I was like, Lita! Yeah, they got me. They got me. But I mean, I think Lita did well. She did really, really well.
She did, yeah. I like the fact that the commentators kind of played up how long it has been since Lita actually wrestled.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, it's been like 12, 15 years. Like, it's not something she just normally does, you know what I mean? And I think she definitely did well. I like that Becky didn't really take it easy on her, because usually, like, when a wrestler hasn't came back in a while, it kind of seems like the other wrestlers kind of taking it easy on them because they know they're rusty. But I feel like Becky just treated it like a normal match. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, all right, I'm going to destroy you in this match right now. It was just a good match. I did really like Lita losing clean, because it just shows like, okay, this is it. Like this is just a one-off kind of situation. She had her match.
We're not going to Mania.
This is it. And I feel like her legend status deserved more of just like somebody cheating or DQing to win. Yeah. Like, she's going to win, or she had to lose cleanly, because she deserves it as a legend. You can't just cheat her out of a victory. You know what I mean?
I am glad at the end they kind of gave her flowers. Like, her music was still playing. They acknowledged her as like a trailblazer. Like, that's kind of the way to go out, versus like a roll up with somebody grabbing the tights or whatever. You know what I mean? So Yeah. I did like that. Yeah.
It's crazy that they can do Lita versus Becky as a dream match, but they couldn't give us Kurt Angle being retired by John Cena a couple years
Man.
Ago.
Man.
But as it is, it is.
What yeah, it is. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It is what it
is. It is what it is.
So, what do you think about they announced that Undertaker is going to be headlining the 2022 Hall of Fame? How do you feel about him headlining? Which it makes sense, but how
yeah, do you feel? It's dope that they're doing it. Do you know they announce anybody else, or is this like the only person so far?
So usually, like
the only person
they'll do the headliner first, and then they'll do the other people that'll be added in.
Yeah, has Lita been inducted already?
I think so. I think she has. If not, it's definitely
there's been so. Yeah, I was gonna say there's been so many. I mean, honestly, yeah. I can't even recall like in the last 2 years, but
yeah.
I mean, I thought the Undertaker, man, I thought it was like, I thought he was pretty much a shoe-in. You know?
Definitely. It's long overdue. Like, it
like
should have
He
10 years
he
ago.
He clearly is not going to be wrestling any matches this year, so.
Dear God, I hope not.
And I mean, so, no, once, so once you go in, but once you go into the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
I don't know why that just made me cry. I was just thought about the last Saudi Arabia match, but once you go into the Hall of Fame, I mean, technically, those guys typically don't wrestle again. Some of them do go off and like wrestle for other companies. But mm-hmm. most times you're supposed to be like officially done. You know what I mean? Most times. So like with him, like really not being on a Mania card and everything. And with that last match with him putting all the stuff down, I was like, okay, this has got to be it for sure. He's definitely retiring. He's
yeah.
done. We're not getting a one-off Mania match. This is it.
This is it.
If so, I'm really happy about that. That's dope. I just wonder who else they're all gonna try to induct in it. The fact that they, even though it was like a part of a perk, the fact that they like considered inducting Jeff makes mm-hmm. me think, you know, well, maybe they would have had Lita in it or something like that. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what
yeah.
they're
doing. I feel like is. She's already been inducted. I want to say she's already been inducted to the Hall of Fame.
It could be very likely.
Yeah, her and Trish, yeah. I think they're already in there. But it's definitely long overdue for Taker. Like, he's been wrestling in WWE since 1990. Like,
yeah.
It was just a matter of time. Like, he's, like, one of the most over characters of all time, and it just makes sense. I love the promo clip they put together, too. It was really dope. I can't wait to see it again and again and again, because they're going to play it literally, like, forever.
They should have
until he gets inducted, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, they should have Xavier Woods induct him.
No.
You know what I'm referencing, though?
No, I don't.
You remember when Taker did that one interview when he was like, you know, back in the day, you know, guys had like a blade on them.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're playing video games and stuff. Okay, yeah, anyway.
You was hating on my video game. No, I think Kane, either Kane's going to induct him or it's going to be Shawn Michaels. I can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I can definitely see Kane doing it.
You know, yeah. Who else do you think should be in there that hasn't already been in there? From what you can remember.
There's just a lot. There's too many. There's too many names. And then some people are off working in different companies, so I can't even think about it.
Yeah. We'll make it a topic for later on.
Yeah. The Viking Raiders versus Usos match that never happened. I felt like this is almost something like this should be on SmackDown. It's kind of wacky.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like DQ. Like, the match just literally never happened. Like, for me, this just said they're either saving it for Mania or saving it for Madison Square Garden. Like mm-hmm. I said, SmackDown, typically they change the titles before Mania. I don't know why, but
yeah, they always do that.
They'll do it like the week before Mania or something, and we won't even see it. You know what I mean? So like, I don't know. This was a little pointless to me though. Just do this.
Yeah, I feel like it was because they were running short on time, possibly.
Yeah,
and they were just like, let's just have the Usos beat them up, or it was just always planned for them to do that. But it made me think, I'm like, okay, the Viking Raiders are definitely taking the Usos title. It just makes sense. You just can't get beat down like that at the Elimination Chamber and then you not eventually get the titles.
And they've had those titles for a minute now. Man.
Yeah. I kind of want it to happen at Mania, but I feel like, I don't know, Viking Raiders, like, they're kind of over, but they're not over.
They're not over at that point.
They're not going to give a big Mania pop. I think people will just be happy for them. Or maybe they will get a Mania pop, but...
I feel like a title like that, especially when somebody like, you know, they've tried and they couldn't be the new day, couldn't be this person, couldn't be that person. They need to have the title match at Mania because it makes it memorable. If the title changes hands, like at a pay-per-view like that, or if it's like a, you know, like a one-off night or something, or the week before Mania, a lot of people may not even remember the tag team champions. And they've done that to I think they've done that to the Usos before. So it's like,
yeah,
it just needs to happen at Mania. Just book it for Mania, let it happen.
Yeah, it does make sense. I'm hoping that in some way that the Street Profits main event, not main event, but they're at Mania too. with the tag titles and they win them, I think that'd be a huge moment for that tag, because they haven't had that kind of moment yet at Mania. So I think that would be huge for them.
Yeah.
And then wrapping up with the men's Elimination Chamber. What did you think about how they did Bobby in this match?
Yeah, man.
They had Bobby come out first. Like, he's the champion, and he came out. And I was like,
okay, and I think it was like Seth hit a buckle bomb on Austin Theory, and then, you know, I couldn't tell if it was work or not. I mean, it definitely is now, but I was like, does Bobby have a concussion? Like, you know what I mean? I did not like that. But
yeah,
I was not a big fan, because we never actually saw Bobby fight Brock. But clearly on Raw, they were saying, like, you know, Bobby's now going to potentially fight Brock at Madison Square Garden. You know what I mean? That's the next week plan. But yeah, I didn't like how they went about any of that.
Yeah.
What do you think about Brock coming in and like eliminating Austin Theory? No, not Austin Theory. Eliminating like Riddle and Rollins within 40 seconds.
It was ridiculous. Like, y'all got this man like pretty much being a video game boss at this point. Like, he's Bowser just busting into what he wants. I will say, though, the optic of having Lesnar in the Elimination Chamber, similar to like Octagon, UFC Octagon, was pretty dope. Like, he's never been in an Elimination Chamber match before. Yeah. So I knew they were going to have him go crazy in there, because it's pretty much like, oh, it's the Octagon. He's in the cage again. So I just knew he was going to win the match at that point.
It was Brock in Theory, I was like, yeah, there's no way.
In Theory, I was like, okay, I hope they don't have him win, because I don't want the titles to be unified. But once I saw it live, I was like, Brock's winning this. Like, it's just, this is what's about to happen right now. Like, dude's like,
I mean, if they would have left, if they would have left Brock and AJ, or Brock and Seth, or Brock and Riddle, even, I'd have been like, all right, there's a chance this guy can win. But when they left Brock and Austin Theory, I was like, oh, he's about to rip this dude to shreds.
It's about to be a wrap. I think Bobby
for a spot, and it was for him to like throw him off the chamber.
Oh god, yeah. I think Bobby getting injured by the chamber glass, like at the very beginning, let me know if the fix is in. I was like, this is gonna happen. Yeah. Brock's winning. But for me, like, I learned online that Bobby actually like injured his shoulder at the Rumble, I think.
Okay.
And he's been working injured, so now he's gonna take a break to go get surgery, I believe.
Okay.
And that's why they had him lose like that, which is cool, because it's like, he didn't really get pinned by anybody. You know, we didn't have Brock F5 him and pin him. Like, he pretty much like just had to leave, got carried out. So I was like, okay, like, it kind of makes it look like he didn't really lose his title, even though he did. So there's a good story that can build on once he comes back. Like, oh, Brock, you never really beat me for the title. You know what I mean? So,
and I'm cool with that. And it is interesting, because on Raw, Paul Heyman and Brock were talking and whatever, and he was saying, If Bobby passes concussion protocol, quote unquote, then he'll be fighting you at Madison Square Garden. But if not, I guess we're going to find a suitable replacement. So maybe it is just pending, you know, this recovery, you know, to see if Bobby is ready for Madison Square Garden. I mean,
yeah.
So, but Brock, interesting though, but absolutely hate Brock winning this.
I'm not going to lie. Like, him busting people through the chamber pods,
it was dope.
The way he F5'd Theory off the top, I was like, this isn't happening right now. I was like, there's no way. And I'm glad that when Theory got F5'd, he kind of like tucked his legs a little bit. Because I was like, if he takes his full force, like,
that would have been attempted murder.
I was like, are they going like SmackDown versus Raw on us right now? Like, is he going to really do this? And I don't know. That was a dope spot. Like, I feel like that's going to be one of the spots they show on like Brock Lesnar highlight reels for forever.
Yeah.
That was a dope spot. Like, that, it won me over. I was like, okay, Brock's gonna win it, but like, at least he did it in a cool way. You know what I mean? Where, like, he looked really dominant, but we're definitely getting this title versus title match. Yeah.
Again, for the record, the only thing that I did not like about this was the fact that the titles be unified. Nothing against Brock Lesnar. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, get the win. Absolutely love you doing it. But the fact that he already has a title shot at Mania.
Jeez.
I was just looking at this chamber and be like, yep, Seth's not going to win this. Riddle's not going to win this. AJ's not going to win the WWE title. Yep, Bobby's not going to win it again. It's just, you know, that's the portion that kind of hit me. I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that part sucks. So do you think that they're going to have Brock go over Roman at Mania, or do you think it'll be Roman going over Brock?
I actually think it's going to be Roman going over Brock.
Okay. Yep. That makes the most sense, especially because of the way that they're building Roman. Like, he'd be all the former Universal Champions in this run. And it's like, now it just makes sense to beat Brock for both titles. And then Roman's just like the ultimate champion.
You know what?
But Nobody's going to take that. They have to really build somebody up to be like this extreme baby face to beat Roman. I don't know if I see it happening with anybody on both rosters right now. Like, it has to be Rock. Rock takes it and is like,
right.
gives it off to somebody, because it's like Roman's being built up too crazy. You know what I mean?
Real quick, though, one more note. I guess before we go, I was going to ask, it is kind of weird that Seth never technically got his rematch against Roman. Like, at the Royal Rumble, he won that by disqualification, I believe, because Roman got disqualified, right?
Yes. Yeah. Because he kept holding the submission.
In my mind, it would be like, in the best case scenario, like, Seth could, you know, be like, all right, well, let's make this a triple threat match because I never got my rematch. And then he can go after, if he pins a champion, like, if he could just go after that specific title, that would be like the best case scenario. If you can be like, all right, he pins Brock.
They're not doing that.
I know they're not going to do all that. I just really don't want this title unification.
Yeah, I feel you.
I know they're not doing it. There's no chance they're going to do it, but I would just love that. But yeah, it is weird that they just took Seth out of, like, because after he lost on Monday, I mean, now he's like, he's competing for like the tag team championship. So this completely took him out of the WWE picture. It's the WWE title picture. It's weird.
Like Thanos says, it was inevitable. It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're getting unified, and there's nothing we can do about it.
There's nothing we can do about it.
We just got to be angry, but it'll make for great content for that episode that we do WrestleMania. That we review WrestleMania. It'll be great content because we're going to be extremely livid the whole time. So definitely. It'll be great.
Yeah.
And they're doing two nights of WrestleMania again, so that's going to be a lot of matches, but we're here for it. We're here.
Well, that was another episode of the All For Wrestling Podcast. Please remember, if you did not like it, can't complain. She told you it was all for the jump. It's All For Wrestling Podcast. Peace.
Peace. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe on the podcast app of your choice. Also, follow us on Instagram at Offer Wrestling Podcast and on Twitter at Offer Wrestling 1.